Hi everyone, so we won DACA and I'm extremely overwhelmed with happiness and joy. I feel super hopeful and I'm thankful, to have been part of this fight. We'll continue to push for something bigger than just DACA because it's only a temporary solution and we want something permanent, not just for us but for the 11 million undocumented people. I'm just like, enjoying this moment and processing this huge, huge victory for all of us.
The Supreme Court just announced that DACA stays, and it makes me really, really happy to hear this. However, we still gotta remember there are people in this country who do not qualify for DACA, who fell out of DACA, who don't have DACA, who are either too young or were too old. So we gotta fight for those people. We gotta stand up for them and making sure that everybody comes out of the shadows.
Hey, Kendall. So 20 seconds real quick. I am feeling grateful. I am feeling blessed. I am feeling excited for the more than 700,000 immigrant youth that are going to be able to keep their work permits. And although we might have had a victory today, we know that Trump is not going to go let it go. And so that's why we gotta continue to fight for a permanent solution that can not only benefit DACA recipients, but that can also benefit our families and the millions of undocumented families that are living in the shadows right now. We must continue to fight locally and keep pushing local elected officials as well as Congress to pass policies that can protect our families from deportation. Thank you so much for all the hard work. I have no words. Today's decision was a flashback of all those cold nights and days waiting outside the Capitol and the White House advocating for the DREAM Act. I'm completely blessed, honored, and I have no words to describe how I'm feeling today. Thank you so much.